From the Fairbanks Museum, good afternoon and welcome to this midday edition of An Eye on the Sky. It is a downright frigid day throughout the listening region. A wind chill warning for the U.S. and an extreme cold warning for the southern Quebec portions of the listening region is in effect. West to northwest winds of 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts to 30 miles per hour are coupled with midday temperatures of 10 below to 17 below zero over northern ridgelines from about 1,200 feet to 1,800 foot elevation, and from 3 below to 10 below zero below the 1,200 foot elevation over the northern halves of Vermont and New Hampshire, the Adirondacks, far southern Quebec, and the St. Lawrence and Champlain valleys of New York State. Over southern Vermont, southern New Hampshire, northwest Massachusetts, and adjacent eastern New York, temperatures range between 10 below zero at about the 2,000-foot elevation to slightly above zero on the floors of the Connecticut and Merrimack River valleys, where the combination of sun and downslope warming have added a few degrees to what otherwise might be expected. Temperatures will be rising very little this afternoon. A blustery northwest flow will continue for the remainder of the day and this evening between gradually decaying low pressure over southwest Labrador and polar high pressure pressing eastward from the central Great Lakes through the middle Mississippi Valley. Moisture still pivoting southwestward around the backside of the old low will gradually thin out this afternoon across northern sections, so light snow showers over the northern mountainous terrain and valley flurries will slowly diminish to patchy ice crystals by evening. The high to our west now will crest over us by sunrise tomorrow. A clearing sky and a diminishing wind after midnight should lead to an extremely cold morning tomorrow, especially in some of the elevated northern hollows where readings may touch 35 below zero. But this is it. A marked change in the general flow pattern is underway, one that will lead to moderation this week to near, then above seasonal norms, and an eventual January thaw, especially Thursday and Friday, when we may have to deal with a period of mixed precipitation or rain. Before then, periods of light snow will accompany the initial surge of moderation beginning tomorrow night and continuing through Tuesday morning. Across some of the central and northern mountainous terrain, up to a few inches may fall. On valley floors, this will be a case of very light accumulations, but we'll deal with that when it gets here. In the shorter term, the forecast, wind chill warnings continue through 7 a.m. for the U.S. listening area, and an extreme cold warning is in effect for southern Quebec. Mostly cloudy across the northern mountains, with snow showers diminishing and flurries in the rest of the north. Partly to mostly sunny across the south. Breezy to windy and bitterly cold, highs 5 to 15 below zero across the north, generally 0 to 5 below zero in the south. Winds west to northwest 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear or becoming so. Lows 15 to 35 below zero north and 10 to 25 below zero south. Winds northwest 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts to 25 miles per hour this evening, diminishing to less than 10 miles per hour late tonight. Sunday, early sun, increasing afternoon clouds, a chance for some late-day snow showers in the northern mountains, not as cold, highs 5 to 12 above zero. From the Fairbanks Museum, I'm meteorologist Steve Maleski with An Eye on the Sky.